You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. And today's question comes from Desmond. We've got Shona Hendricks with us once again. Shona, nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Brad. Always good to be here.
Shona, great question from Desmond. Desmond saying, I often don't have time in the morning or afternoon to complete a long run. In these cases, can I split the run in two? So, for example, if I have an hour and a half in the morning and then a 1 hour in the afternoon to complete a 2.5 hour long run, do I need to do more in the second run to account for the long break in between the two runs? How do you go about this? Is it okay to do that, first of all? And if it is, how do you do it?
Yeah, I do, you know, very often the programs we give are based on, you know, an ideal, right? And I mean, that's, we also realists and we know that that's not always possible. So in cases like that, yes, you can split those runs. Sometimes it's not something I'd recommend all the time. And in particular with your long weekend runs, definitely we want that time on feet and that overall sort of aerobic capacity being built. So ideally not all the time, but yes, in cases where, you know, life is hectic in the week and you need to split that run, yeah, go for it. That's 100% fine. You can either split it over the 2 days. So if it's an hour and a half Thursday run, you can do 45 minutes on the Thursday morning and 45 minutes on the Friday morning, or alternatively morning and afternoon. I wouldn't suggest necessarily adding on more time in the afternoon to compensate for that split. Rather just keep it as the same amount. But yeah, ideally not to be doing this very often, because it is the time on feet and building that aerobic engine that we're looking for from those longer runs.
Is it okay if you only have, let's say in Desmond's case, you only have an hour in the morning and he's got to do a 2.5 hour long run? Is it okay to do the hour in the morning and an hour and a half in the afternoon? Or should you, as you say, split it half-half if possible?
No, I think that's fine as well. Yeah. If he's got 2 hours and he can do an hour and a half and 30 minutes in the afternoon, that's actually probably better, because you're still getting a longer run in the hour and a half, you know, with a little bit shorter in the afternoon. Yeah, that's also fine.
Fabulous. Shona, thank you very much. Much appreciated. We'll catch up again next time.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.